Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
After a night spent offering big concessions to the Never Kevins at the risk of alienating some of his original supporters in the Republican caucus. Excuse me.
Hairball.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year. Is this an exercise in vanity for someone who has done the math, taking the counts, and is putting this institution through something that absolutely is avoidable?
After 46 rejections, I can take a hint.
But just what you're seeing, what you've seen the 20 times you've been there, the record number of migrants.
You know, we have seen 2.4 million encounters at our southern border, and it is reflective of the greatest level of displacement of people in the world since World War II.
If that's not a crisis, Secretary, what is?
Call it a crisis of leadership.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It looks like Kevin McCarthy, I don't think he'd be saying it if he didn't have it in the bag. He's saying he's got the votes tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, and the House will reconvene, probably with some Democrats missing, and so it'll reduce the numbers he needs to win the speakership. The gavel, the precious, as he calls it. I don't know, that's a weird word to use, but that's what he uses, supposedly.
That's a Lord of the Rings reference.
Oh, it is? That's what they call the gavel?
No, that's what Gollum called the ring.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm not familiar with that that series. 844-500-4242. 207, someone with time needs to go through Biden's speeches and count the amount of time the idiot says. It's not hyperbole, though. I'm not joking. Almost every time he speaks. Well, he said it again today. Now, I wasn't even going to play that one, but we might as well play the cut since it's since it's in there.
It's not exaggeration to say America owes you all, I really mean this, a debt of gratitude, one we can never fully repay unless we live up to what you did. Live up to what you did. And what you did was truly consequential, not a joke.
Not a joke. Not a joke. I mean, in this case, you know, they shouldn't have rioted. They shouldn't have demonstrated, trespassed, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it was not what he was making it out to be. And that's the lie, as 207 said, when he says, not a joke, not a joke. I want to play one more cut from yesterday of Brandon. We got some local stuff to go over here tonight. But, you know, he was comparing the onslaught. I'm using now Democrat terms, Mayor Adams of New York City, the onslaught of invaders on our southern border to the Holocaust, believe it or not. Listen to this. Cut 25.
Well, I think it is a human right if your family's being persecuted, if you're being dealt with in a way. I mean, like it was, I thought it was a human right for, you know, Jews in Germany to be able to go to get to escape and get help where they could.
He's comparing people that want to trying to cross the border to get a free ride and go on welfare here and commit crimes and bring fentanyl into the country to Jews in Europe fleeing genocide. That's offensive. You know, Republicans are criticized for saying such things. But again, Joe Biden is going to get a complete pass on everything. What a mess. 844-500-4242. 508, could Mara be reached for comment on the possible suicide on the first day of her administration at the Bristol County House of Correction? I mean, I must say, I, you know.
Was there one today?
Yes, there was. And
my, that's exactly what the new sheriff campaigned on.
So I'm not the only one who thought that. The first thing I, when I saw that headline on the WBSM, our affiliate's webpage, on the homepage, I said, well, this is one they can't blame on Sheriff Hodgson. Because he wasn't there. So is Hero going to resign now because of this terrible suicide on his first day? Is it his fault? Will he be sued by all the inmate rights groups for this? 844-500-42. Yeah, I know. That's the way it is. 844-500-4242. I thought it was time to go over KJP and all of the words she mispronounces. And again, let us remember, she broke all the glass ceiling. She was the first black, gay, lesbian, immigrant press secretary. So she's got to be really smart because she was up against so many glass ceilings. But she broke through them. All right, let's listen to some of these KJP cuts. Cut 15.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI.
Pope Emeritus. Then we have the federal system that includes an executive branch, a judicial branch, and a legislative branch. What kind of branch is the legislative branch, KJP? Cut 16.
In a bicameral, in a bipartisan way, was done in a bipartisan, bicameral way. Bicameral, bipartisan support.
Bicameral. I'm going to have me some bicameral ice cream tonight. I got some at Publix. Then we have the most prestigious prizes that are awarded to scientists, statesmen, poets, everyone. What kind of prizes are those, KJP? Cut 17.
Today, President Biden met with three U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize. Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics. And Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
And you know what the Nobel Prize includes? Includes a half gallon of bicameral ice cream. Cut 18.
Okay, the vice president will visit the DMZ. Nearly 70 years since the Korean Armistice, the visit.
The Armistice. The Armistice. Okay, cut 19.
So you've heard us say this, that what we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there, to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
What are they going to go after next? Kohl's? Macy's? The Cheesecake Factory?
The Lord and Taylor Power Plant?
Keep those Russians out of the food court. That's all I got to say. Oh, boy.
Those Brooks brothers are bad dudes.
Oh, yeah. Back to her boss, Biden, here. Cut 21.
My administration has allocated record funding that added hundreds of additional Border Patrol agents and install new cutting-edge technologies you'd be able to use effectively, like an X-ray machine, detailed to be able to look through these large containers to determine what's in the container.
I'm going to use those machines effectively.
Cutting-edge technologies you'd be able to use effectively.
508 says, did anyone tell Joe his hero FDR sent the Jews back to their deaths when he refers refused to allow the St. Louis Passenger Sanctuary. Yeah, you know, FDR did that after we're about the same time he was conferring with Governor Earl Warren out in California, who was a Republican, but later basically became a Democrat deep stater on the Supreme Court. At the same time that Earl Warren and with the approval of all the Democrats in California as well, was locking up all the Japanese Americans, the Nisi, I believe they were called, in what amounted to concentration camps until the war ended. Yeah, so that's another great moment in the Democrat Party history, turning back the Jewish refugees, and now he's trying to take credit. I mean, these people are amazing. It's like Tom Perez, the former Democrat national chairman, calling George Wallace a Republican governor. I mean, that wasn't ancient history. I mean, none of this stuff is ancient history. These people should know all this. They do know it, I think. They know it. They just don't care. They don't care. Although maybe in Biden's case, he doesn't know it, considering he considers the Tuskegee Airmen, the Tuskegee Experiment Project. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Biden remains the president, God help us all. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election equities rally seems to be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. In times of political and economic crises like we're living through right now, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we have right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. In 2023, everyone needs Raycons. You get the perfect in-ear fit and a 32-hour battery life at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder that their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be saddened or gladdened when Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker, possibly later tonight? Saddened, gladdened, or not sure?
I'm going to just say gladdened. It's a reality series, mini-series that's run its course.
23% say they'd be gladdened, 41% say saddened, 36% say they're not sure how to feel.
And by the way, you can still vote. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the poll to vote. All right, 844-500-4242. I want to mention one story. We talk about the double standards all the time. The New York Post had a great editorial today about another double standard here. You know, when Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis started busing illegal aliens into the sanctuary cities in, you know, New York, Washington, Chicago, et cetera, the furor, you remember, human trafficking, Hillary called it, crimes against humanity, AOC insisted. Brandon said it was un-American and playing politics with human beings. Now Jared Polis, of Colorado, has begun busing illegal aliens out of Denver because Denver's overwhelmed, even though the numbers are minuscule compared to the border states. And Denver, by the way, is also a sanctuary city that should be welcoming illegal aliens with open arms and providing them welfare for the rest of their lives at the cost of American citizens. Paulus says his approach, getting them out, is somehow humanitarian. But everyone knows, says the New York Post, that the general lack of outrage is simply because he's a Democrat. After all, the Democrat mayor of El Paso hasn't earned any fury for resuming his migrant busing programs. Neither has Governor Kathy Hochul caught flack for refusing to consider moving any of the illegals flooding the city into upstate. In short, the stunt worked, at least some, as soon as it wasn't just evil Republicans doing it. Yeah. It's okay for Jared Polis to do, because not only is he a Democrat, he's a gay Democrat. So he has multiple protected classes to protect him from being accused of what DeSantis and Abbott are accused of. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, as soon as KJP says, let me be clear, for some strange reason, my glasses begin to fog up. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Happy New Year. Let's go,
Happy
Brandon.
New Year.
Great show. Hey,
Thank
Howie,
you.
I am so gladdened about what's going on right now because, you know, the deep state, they screwed us on January 6th, so we never got to present all the evidence of the all the voter fraud and everything like that. So now, to me, the true patriots are coming out, and McCarthy's getting defanged, and he's getting cut away from the, you know, the money a little bit, and the real characters of people are coming through. And that, I think, is exposing everything that's wrong with our Congress. And I think it's great. I really do.
You know who's really done a bad job here in the last few days is Dan Crenshaw, the Republican congressman from Texas. He's going out there and he's going on these TV shows and saying, well, you know, McCarthy raised all this money. Well, here's the thing. McCarthy raised the money for Republican candidates. He didn't raise the money for the McCarthy for Speaker committee. You know, I mean, this guy, sometimes you think that if somebody wants a job as bad as this, maybe they should be denied it. And I'm not. And again, I don't know what the alternative was at this point. They, you know, the vast majority of Republicans wanted McCarthy for one reason or another. And, you know, not all of them were for the public good. It was because they were going to get protected. They were going to get the money. They were going to get the nice offices. You know, so a texter, though, mentioned, how come the guy with the buffalo hat, he's still in prison, isn't he, for sitting in the speaker's office, right? For trespassing into the speaker's office. McCarthy is not the speaker, and he's been there all week. When is he going to be arrested and charged with trespassing? It's just amazing. 844-500-4242-661. After all the votes are counted, Howie Carr is the new speaker. Well, in the immortal words of William Tecumseh Sherman, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. 844-500-4242. I don't have to be the speaker to go to Mar-a-Lago and have dinner. I can have Mrs. Trump's meatloaf any night I want, except Monday night when the kitchen is closed. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We still have a few of the cheap bastard deals left from a couple of days ago. ReadyWise, 84 serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go bucket. This is a great deal. 84 servings of breakfast and entrees for $105. This is a $210 value for $105.
God forbid we should get a monster snowstorm like a couple of weeks ago in New York and across the Midwest. I don't want to lose power like that. And if I do, I want to make sure I can get some food and not have anything spoil in the fridge. This is good stuff to have on hand.
Right. And if it's just because we're supposed to get snow this weekend in parts of the state. So, you know, if you just don't want to leave or you don't want to risk going out on a slippery sliding roads, this is a good way. You just got plenty of meals, and all you have to do is heat up some water. And if you God forbid lost your power, you don't even have to heat it up. You just use some regular water, and all kinds of meals here. This is, and you just have everything in a bucket. It's 9 days of food at 1,800 calories per day, and it's a 25-year shelf life. Again, 84 meals here for normally $210 for $105. ReadyWise is the best. Emergency preparedness food company there is. So go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. 844-500-4242. Mara Healy and Kim Driscoll, the lieutenant governor, had their inaugural bash at the Garden last night. And it's an interesting list of donors that they had. And by the way, she named a climate czar today. Every agency in the state government is going to have a climate policy. So after all these years of, you know, warring against the British Empire so we didn't have to have a state religion, we're finally going to have a state religion. Climate change. Everyone will genuflect and bow to the gods of global warming, global cooling, extreme weather, whatever you want to call it, or you will be burned at the stake. 844-500-4242. So here's a list.
That would be against the rules of climate change. You can't burn anything.
I will have to go. That's right. They did that in Europe. We'll go with the Plymouth, the Massachusetts Bay Colony. We'll hang them like they did in Salem.
Or drown and then compost them.
So let me read you some of the individuals and corporations that donated all kinds of money. The list contains some entities that Healy, as Attorney General, previously sued, such as Grubhub and CVS Pharmacy. Arbella Service Company, I think that's the insurance company. That's Frank Bilotti's company, isn't it, Arbella? But it says service company. CVS Pharmacy, Dempsey Associates. Does that name ring a bell, Dempsey Associates? I believe that's Brian Dempsey, the former tosspot chairman of House Ways and Means, who's now a lobbyist. Eastern Bank, you've seen their ads on TV, of course. The Kraft Group, I believe you're familiar with them. Mintz Levin, the big law firm, an international place. They handle a lot of the bond, their bond attorneys, among many other things. If you want to talk about the downfall of the Republican Party, New Balance has donated $25,000 for the party. New Balance is owned by Jim Davis, who's been a major Republican Party contributor, fat cat, over the years. But he sees which way the wind is blowing, obviously. So those are just some of the people that gave $25,000. These entities or individuals gave $10,000. Brian S. Hickey Associates, another lobbyist from old City Hall days. He was from Charlestown. used to know some of these people in the old days. Nixon Peabody, another big downtown law firm. Polar Beverages, the woke beverage company from Worcester. I think the ball field in Worcester is named after them. Raskey Partners, that's another lobbying group. Larry Raskey was an advisor to Brandon. He would probably be down at the White House. He might even be Ron Klain, but he died in the early days of COVID. $5,000 from Associated Builders and Contractors. They tend to go both ways politically, but I think they would be more inclined. They'd prefer Republicans, but again, they're not going to be any Republicans around here anytime soon. 844-500-4242. $1,000 was donated by the Mass Environmental Police Officers Association. Wonder what they're looking for. George Montilio of Montilio's Bakery. They make great products, but gotta go with which way the wind's blowing. Speaking of City Hall days in my youth, Robert White, also known as Bobby White of Robert White Associates. I believe he's a lobbyist for the district attorneys, or maybe the clerk magistrates, or maybe it's both the district attorneys and the clerk magistrates. So those are some of the people who are going along to get along in the new world of Massachusetts politics, the Republican free world of Massachusetts politics. 844-500-4242. Will the fake Indian be eligible for Healy's environmental chief position? I think it's an environmental czar. But, you know, I'm glad you bring that up because I just got the payroll. And the Herald had a huge story about it yesterday. The UMass payroll came out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And by the way, I just noticed with that guy, the texter sent that in, I noticed they have a chief. Come on. You can't have a chief anything anymore, can you? I mean, of all the diminutives and all the titles and positions that they have at UMass, why do they need chief anything? I got to look that one up and put it in my column. But usually I used to do it. I'd get the payroll would come out and I'd say, okay, I'm going to print out everything, every salary over $100,000 to get my little column. Yesterday, I started printing every salary over $100,000, and then I realized I was going to have to drive to Staples and buy some new ink cartridges and a couple of reams of paper because there were so many. I printed off 15 pages and I came up with over 400 names, and I only got down to $219,000 a year. I'm holding them up for the camera here. These are, look at this. Look at how many pages there are here. There's 15 however many on each page. There's 35 pages here. There's over 400 people making over $219,000 a year. It's just unbelievable. And this and the things they've got, the titles, and they've, and again, I like to always go through the diminutives. And the more diminutives, that's the thing, that's like assistant, deputy, associate, senior, executive. It's just the more diminutive you have, the more money you're getting paid here. So I just was counting these. There's one guy at the top. He makes $1.3 million. His name is, he's the number two guy behind Michael Collins, who's Chancellor and SVP Health Sciences, Senior Vice President, which that guy's got a lot of titles. But the number two guy, he makes 1.2, and this guy, Terrence Flote, he's my favorite title. He's the Executive Deputy Chancellor, Provost, and Dean.
Compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
He's a chancellor, he's a provost, and he's a dean. and he's an executive, and he's a deputy. 1.139 million dollars a year. Francisco Martin, he's the head basketball coach. He makes 1.1 million dollars a year. And he's not to be confused with Salvatore Verdi Jr., who's also the head basketball coach, making $413,000 a year. I mean, this is unbelievable. This payroll, you got to check this thing out. It's on the Herald website. How about this is one that really shocks me. There's a guy named Jack Wilson. Jack Wilson. He used to be the president of UMass. And when he was first appointed, Jack Wilson, it was when Whitey Bulger was on the lam. And I thought to myself, if there's ever been...
It has been 0 days since the last mention of Whitey Bulger.
Alias for Whitey Bulger, it's Jack Wilson. Jack Wilson. I think I speculated at the time, has anyone ever seen Whitey Bulger and Jack Wilson in the same room? But now Jack Wilson has now been the president emeritus, I'll pronounce it correctly, for 11 years. 11 years. Would you care to guess how much Jack Wilson is making as president emeritus?
Hope emeritus.
President emeritus. Care to guess how much he's making?
900.
$313,000.
Oh, okay.
He's making more than Bulger. Billy Bulger. Billy Bulger's only making $272,000. He's another president emeritus, but he's on the pension plan. How about the vice chancellor for diversity, equity, and inclusion? That would be Nefertiti Walker. Nefertiti Walker. She makes $352,604. You got your provost. You got your vice provost. Senior vice provost. Associate vice provost. You got your chancellors. And your executive vice chancellors. And your associate vice chancellors. And your assistant vice chancellors. I'm perplexed by all these titles because there's a bunch of associate vice chancellors that are making over $260,000, and then pops up an assistant vice chancellor at $259,000. But then underneath the assistant vice chancellor is another associate vice chancellor. So which is the best one? And they don't even have a deputy or executive or senior in front of their title. Senior vice provost. I love that title. And then, of course, there are the distinguished professors. All I want to be is the extinguished professor. That's all I ask for. I want to be just about $600,000 a year as the extinguished professor of something or other. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into your consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. Taylor was telling me I never change it around. Taylor, what do you recommend for me to listen to tomorrow, or probably Sunday? It's going to be a little nippy tomorrow.
I don't know, but find a service like Spotify or something that's going to shuffle it up for you and give you recommendations based on what you're listening to. You'll open up a whole new world for yourself.
Do you think I really want to open up a whole new world when I can listen to low budget every
day? As soon as I said that sentence, I realized who I was talking to and how foolish that sounded in that context.
The fact is, whether you want to check out a whole new world or just stick with the good, solid top 40 that you grew up with, the fact is a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, i.e. low budget, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. And that's one of the things that's their real strengths is the fact that these earbuds never budge, trust me. And they're comfortable too. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons are priced just right too. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. There are other additional features that are great too. The customizable sound profiles, depending on what you're listening to, whether it's a true crime podcast or classic rock or classical music, whatever. Earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode, so you'll know what's going on around you, assuming you want to know what's going on around you. I use them every morning when I walk to the Breakers for my cup of coffee, and I'll be using them this weekend when I'm out on my walks around the island. It's just great. It's just great to have Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. You won't regret it. It's the best buy you can make. You'll enjoy it all year long. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a call yesterday from some woman who said she wanted to talk about the situation with the Jim Jones Kool-Aid cult. And I said her name was Lynn Archambault. And I didn't, the name didn't ring a bell with me, didn't ring a bell with Taylor. But later we found out she was the woman who ran in the primary with the support of the Jim Jones faction of the party, apparently. And she was defeated by Andrew Shepard, who then went on. He's contesting it in court, but he's lost right now by 7 votes after the parents of the finance chairman of the Republican Party, Rick Green, who's the chief crony and of Jim Jones Lyons, the Republican Party chairman. Had urged, well, we'll just, Lynn, what did you want to talk about? We'll just go straight to you. What did you want to talk about?
Hi, Howie. Well, I wanted to call in because I feel like you didn't do really due diligence on this as far as really knowing what's going on and what happened in the first Middlesex district. I did lose against Andrew Shepard in the primary, and for a couple reasons. And also, you said I was the Kool-Aid drinker of Jim Lyons. I never even knew Jim Lyons. I'm just a school teacher. And I wanted
You know Rick Green, though, don't you?
I grew up in the same town as Rick Green, so yes, I do. And I'm family friends. My parents were good friends with his parents. And
his parents urged people to write in somebody else's name. Did you vote for Andrew Shepard?
Howie. That was 2 days before the election. Let me tell you exactly what Andrew Shepard did.
Vote for Andrew Shepard?
Howie, are you going to let me speak? No, I did not. And I will tell you exactly why. He wrote a letter to the school demanding they teach critical race theory. Is that something a Republican wants?
He denies that.
He's lying because we have proof of it. We have his signature. He signed an open letter. Also,
do you know how hard it's going to be to oust the Democrat, Lynn? Do you know how hard it's going to be to oust the Democrat? Do you care? I guess not. make your own decision. I'm Howie Carter.